Today we'll be'ezrat Hashem begin the 8th parak of Masechtas Bechor is parak Yesh Bechor and learn Daf Mem Vav. Some of the topics we're learning about today include Bechor L'Nachla. The father's firstborn child receives a double portion of his inheritance. This requires that the child should be Reishis Einai, the father's first child, and a viable infant whose death the father would grieve. Bechor L'Kain. The mother's firstborn child must be redeemed from a Kain for 5 Slam. This requires Pet Erechem, the child that emerges first from the womb. The Mishnah lists many scenarios and discusses whether they are Bechor L'Nachla V'L'Kain, including Habba'ach or Nephalim, a child born after a premature or stillborn infant. Hamapelas Kimin Behema Chai Ba'if, a child born after a deformed fetus that resembles an animal or a bird. Mapelas Sandal Eshilyo Eshvir Merukim, a child born after its mother first delivered a human-looking but severely deformed fetus, an amniotic sac or an embryo that began to resemble an infant. Oida shivcha v'nishtachra, oida avoidis kachav v'niskayra, mishabas liyisrol yalada. A woman who previously gave birth while she was a shivcha kananus or as a Gentile, and she was then freed or converted, and she then gave birth as a Jewish woman. Niskayra mu'uberis, nishtachra mu'uberis v'yalada. The woman converted or was freed while expecting and then gave birth. He v'isha shikfar yalda. If a woman's child was mixed up with the child of another woman whose child is exempt from pidnya ben. Mishloi shasa l'achar baila shloisha chadashim. A woman remarried soon after her husband's death and then gave birth, and we don't know if this child is from the first husband or the second husband. Harayish paita b'nefalim, whether a nephil is considered born when its head emerges. Padachas paitaris, whether the fetus is considered born as soon as the forehead emerges or only once we can recognize the facial features. Regarding nachla, inheritance, and edus isha, testimony allowing a woman to remarry.